We continue our learning of Ilui Nishmas, Tavim, Menachem, Rosh, and Chaim Yaakov, and Birchos Aliyah. We are in Nidar, in Parakhes, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we distinguished between someone who said Ad HaPesach and Ad Sheyehei Pesach. Ad HaPesach meant up until and not including Pesach. Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. But Ad Sheyehei Pesach meant Ad Sheyetzei Pesach, until Pesach is over. We'll see that in certain circumstances that our Mishnah discusses, there you can say Ad Sheyehei, and Ad Sheyehei even means up until and not including, because we're speaking about something that does not have a set time, as we will see. Ad HaKatzir, Ad HaBatzir, Ad HaMasik. A person says, Konam Davar Zeh, Shani Toim. Person says, I may. He takes a neder, this item is going to be prohibited to him to get benefit from or to eat, to taste. Ad HaKatzir, until the harvest of wheat. Ad HaBatzir, until the harvest of the grapes. Ad HaMasik, till the harvest or the gathering of the olives. Eino Asur Ela Ad Sheyagia. It's prohibited to get benefit. The neder takes effect up until the beginning of the harvest. Ad sheyagia. And the Gemara explains that would be true if the person said Ad sheyehei hakatzir. Ad sheyehei habatzir. Ad sheyehei hamasik. Even Ad sheyehei means up until and not including. Up until the beginning of the harvest, not till the end of the harvest. Why? So the Mishnah explains. Zahaklal. This is the general rule. Kol shezmano kavua. When you have something that has a set time like Pesach, we know it's 7 days, and the other holidays as well, and you said up until it arrives, so meaning, or he just said ad, that would be ad v'la b'chlal, that's the beginning, up until the beginning of the time, but if you said ad sheyehei Pesach, that includes all of Pesach, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. But v'kol she'ein's mano kavua, but if you have something where the time frame is not kavua, it's not known, the harvest depends on the produce of that particular year. And that's the topic of our Mishnah. So then, Kol She'ein's Mano Kavur, there's no set time, Bein Amar Ad Sheyehei, Bein Amar Ad Sheyagia, even if you said Ad Sheyehei, Eino Asur Ela Ad Sheyagia. It's only up until the point where it begins. We assume that the person who took the neder, since he knew his man was not Kavua, his Kavana was, of course, up until the beginning of the harvest, and not until it's over, since we don't know when it's going to be over. Peraches, Mishnah Dalet. What about a person and says ad hakayis, meaning he says kolam davar zeh, this item I'm any toim anaito, I'm not going to eat or taste ad hakayis. Now kayis we translate usually as the summer. Now kayis became the summer because the word kayis really refers to the gathering of the figs, which was done at that time. So a person says ad hakayis or ad sheyehei kayis. So here also ad sheyehei kayis, this time of the gathering in of the figs, so also doesn't have a set time. You don't know when that's going to end. So such a case, whether it's Ad HaKayetz or Ad Sheyehei Kayetz, so it's only us or up until the beginning of that time period. Question is, when is that time period? So the Mishnah tells you, that's how you know it's the beginning of the picking of the figs, when you see people are taking the figs that have been gathered and putting them in kalkalos, in baskets. Means they've ripened enough so that people are now gathering and putting them in the baskets. What if a person says, not Ad HaKayetz or Ad Sheyehei HaKayetz, but rather Ad Sheyavor HaKayetz? He says, this is going to be prohibited to me until Yavor HaKayetz. So clearly it's very clear here that he has in mind when the kayetz, the gathering of the picking of the figs, is over. So when is that time period? Says the Mishnah, ad she yikaplu ha-maktsuos, until they literally fold the maktsuos. What does it mean? One explanation is these are referring to the knives that they put back and they don't need them anymore. The knives that were used to cut, shears that were used to cut the figs, so when they're done with using those, because now you have the figs and you make them, press them into cakes, into igulei dvela, so we put away the knives. That's the time for the next year. That's the time that yavor hakayitz, when the neder will no longer be effective. Some say maktsuos are not the knives, but rather they are the mats that they would put, they spread out in order to dry the figs. When they would fold up those mats, leave them for the next year, that's a sign that the kayetz period is over. ad hakotzir. What if a person says kodam davar zed, I'm going to taste ad hakotzir? So what's ad? What's considered the beginning of the katzir? We mentioned in the previous Mishnah the beginning of the harvest. How do I know it's the beginning of the harvest? Ad she yaschil ha'am lektzur katzir chitin avalo katzir sa'orim. Be mindful, this refers to the time when we begin the harvest of the wheat and not the harvesting of the barley. Barley is done earlier. Barley is right after Pesach. Katzir chitim is Shavuos time. So when a person says ara katzir, we assume he's referring to wheat because wheat is generally used for machal adam and as opposed to machal behema. And that's why ara katzir stam, we assume, is the beginning of katzir chitim. Hakolifi makom nedro, says the Mishnah. Everything's based on the place. We know lashon b'nei adam, but also the place where a person lives. So if let's say you live in a place where the general people, where people generally say katsir, the harvest, and stam katsir is the harvesting of the barley, so then that would be the case in that particular place where you took the neder. And the same thing, mahayabahar, if let's say a person who took the neder, at the time he took the neder, he is on a mountain where the time of the harvest is a little bit of a later time than when they would harvest items in the valley, so it's up until the time of the katsir begins bahar. Even if the noder happens to find himself in the bika now, it doesn't make a difference, because when he took the neder, that he was on the mountain. And the Breiser says in the Gemara the following: Hanoder ad hakayitz bigalil v'yarad la'amokim. A person take a neder until kayitz. That's the gathering of the figs, as we said. And he was in the Galil. He was up north, and then he came down into the valleys. Even though now the time period has come, the kayitz has reached the amakim. It's true. It's time reached that time of the gathering. The picking of the figs in the amakim, it doesn't matter because now it's time. Now the neder shouldn't be chal anymore. It doesn't matter because when he took the neder, he was in the Galil, and therefore you wait until the time, even though he happens to be in the amakim in the lower lands now. The neder is going to take effect until al shed yagia, until the kayitz time period happens in the Galil. Vimhayo babika, the Mishnah concludes babika. If the time of the neder he's in the bika, he's usur, and that which he took a neder upon, until this man of the Katsir arrives in the Bika, in the lower areas in the valleys.